In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Beloved in the Lord, let us draw near with sincere hearts to confess our sins to God, our Father, and to plead in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ for his forgiveness. Our help is in the name of the Lord. I said, I will confess my transgressions to the Lord.
For to us a child is born, to us a son is given.
And the government shall be upon his shoulder.
And his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor,
Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace.
Oh, sing to the Lord a new song, for he has done marvelous things.
His right hand and his holy arm have worked salvation for him.
The Lord has made known his salvation.
He has revealed his righteousness in the sight of the nations.
He has remembered his steadfast love and faithfulness to the house of Israel.
All the ends of the earth have seen the salvation of our God.
Make a joyful noise to the Lord, all the earth.
Break forth into joyous song and sing praises.
Thank you.
The Lord be with you. Let us pray. Almighty God, grant that the birth of your only begotten Son in the flesh may set us free from the bondage of sin. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
The Old Testament reading for the Nativity of our Lord is from the book of the prophet Isaiah, the 52nd chapter. How beautiful upon the mountains are the feet of him who brings good news, who publishes peace, who brings good news of happiness, who publishes salvation, who says to Zion, your God reigns. The voice of your watchmen, they lift up their voice. Together they sing for joy, for eye to eye they see the return of the Lord to Zion. Break forth together into singing, you waste places of Jerusalem. For the Lord has comforted his people. He has redeemed Jerusalem. The Lord has bared his holy arm before the eyes of the nations, and all of the ends shall see the salvation of our God. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
I will tell of the decree.
The Lord said to me, you are my son, today I have begotten you.
Why do the nations rage?
And the peoples plot in vain.
The kings of the earth set themselves, and the rulers take counsel together.
Against the Lord and against his anointed, say,
let us burst the bonds apart.
And cast away their cords.
He who sits in the heavens laughs.
The Lord holds them in derision.
Then he will speak to them in his wrath.
And terrify them in his fury, saying,
as for me, I have set my king
on Zion, my holy hill.
I will tell of the decree.
The Lord said to me, you are my son. Today I have begotten you.
Ask of me, and I will make the nations your heritage.
And the ends of the earth your possession.
You shall break them with a rod of iron.
And dash them in pieces like a potter's vessel.
Now therefore, O kings, be wise.
Be warned, O rulers of the earth.
Serve the Lord with fear.
And rejoice with trembling.
Kiss the Son, lest he be angry, and you perish in the way, for his wrath is quickly kindled.
Blessed are all who take refuge in him. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Ghost. As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
I will tell of the decree.
The Lord said to me, you are my son. Today,
the reading from the letters is from the letter to Hebrews, the first chapter. Brothers, long ago, in many times and many ways, God spoke to our fathers by the prophets. But in these last days, he has spoken to us by his Son, whom he appointed the heir of all things, through whom he also created the world. He is the radiance of the glory of God, the exact imprint of his nature, and he upholds the universe by the word of his power. After making purification for sins, he sat down at the right hand of the majesty on high, having become as much superior to the angels as the name he has inherited is more excellent than theirs. For to which of the angels did God say, you are my son, today I have begotten you? Or again, I will be to him a father, and he shall be to me a son. And again, when he begins the firstborn end of the world, he says, let all God's angels worship him. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Chapter.
Glory be to you, O Lord.
In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things were made through him, and without him was not anything made that was made. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. There was a man sent from God, whose name was John. He came as a witness to bear witness about the light, that all might believe through him. He was not the light, but came to bear witness about the light. The true light which enlightens everyone was coming into the world. He was in the world, and the world was made through him, yet the world did not know him. He came to his own, and his own people did not receive him. But to all who did receive him, who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God, who were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we have seen his glory, glory as of the only Son from the Father, full of grace and truth. This is the gospel of the Lord. Having heard the word, what do you believe?
I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and of all things visible and invisible, and in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of his Father before all worlds, God of God, light of light, very God of very God, begotten, not made, being of one substance with the Father, by whom all things were made, who for us men and for our salvation came down from heaven and was incarnate by the Holy Ghost of the Virgin Mary and was made man and was crucified also for us under Pontius Pilate. He suffered and was buried, and the third day he rose again according to the Scriptures, and ascended into heaven, and sitteth on the right hand of the Father, and he shall come again with glory to judge both the quick and the dead, whose kingdom shall have no end. And I believe in the Holy Ghost, the Lord and giver of life, who proceedeth from the Father and the Son,
who with the Father and the Son together is worshipped and glorified, who spake by the prophets. And I believe in one holy, Catholic, and apostolic church. I acknowledge one baptism for the remission of sins, and I look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come.
Christ is born. From our Christmas gospel, the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. This is our text. It's no surprise when we open the scriptures and turn to Genesis chapter 1 that we find God right there in the beginning. After all, God is uncreated, He is infinite, He is eternal. He always has been and He always will be, without beginning and without end. So it's no surprise when we open the scriptures to the very beginning that God is already there. If it were any other way, then He wouldn't be God. Everything else, everything that is not God, whether visible or invisible, was created by Him. Moses says, in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. He made it out of nothing. He spoke everything that is, everything that you enjoy on Christmas Day, He spoke into being by His word. God said, "Let there be light," and there was light. Now, like Genesis, the Gospel of John starts before creation with the words, "In the beginning." But it offers a little twist on that beginning because it says, "In the beginning was the Word," capital W, Word. Before the creation, when there was nothing besides God, there was God's Word. St. John puts it this way: the Word was with God. The Word and God here are described as two distinct persons, although one God. Personal pronouns, he and him and his, must be used for this Word. It's not an idea, but it's a person, a divine person. And so we confess with John, the Word was God, uncreated, infinite, and eternal. And through this Word, there in the beginning, God made all things. He was the agent by whom God spoke the entire creation into being, like a master workman, as it says in Proverbs. Light and life have their beginning, their source in Him, in this Word. The Word was there when the sun came into being, and snow, and pine trees, and reindeer, and Adam too. He was there rejoicing in His world, and delighting in the children of man. And you know what it says in Genesis. When God looked at the creation, He saw that it was very good, everything that He had made. But skip forward in time. Come all the way forward to today. Move from that beginning to this moment, and what you find is far different. There's no way that we could put a stamp of approval declaring everything very good on the entire world and everything in it. There's darkness, thick darkness, deep gloom over the whole world. The world in which we live doesn't know God. That's the darkest part of the world we're in. It's spiritually ignorant and blind. It cannot recognize its maker. And it can't recognize its maker even when the maker's fingerprints are still evident in the beauty and the order and the complexity of creation. With a single word, darkness, St. John describes creation's fall, sin, death, and hell. The word darkness captures the confusion and the misunderstanding and the futility around us and even in us. And think about what darkness means. When you get up in the middle of the night in the darkness, you can't find your way around. You bump into things. That's what it's like for man with God. We cannot find God. No matter how many times we bump into the stuff that God made, man, since the fall, is lost, disoriented, alienated, constantly inventing false gods and false worship to fill the void, to fill the emptiness, serving the creation instead of the Creator. So if the creation were to be redeemed, if the creation were to be saved and rescued from this darkness of sin and death, then God would have to make Himself known. He would have to point Himself out He would have to reveal himself to us. But how would he do this? God would come to the place where we are. He would descend to earth. He would enter his creation so that we lost and condemned creatures might know him and have communion with him. And this is the great surprise and the wondrous mystery of Christmas, that God shows up in a place where we certainly don't expect to find him, but he shows up in a place where we can find him. The Word became flesh and dwelt among us. God the Word, the one who was there in the beginning, the one through whom all things were made, took on a human nature like yours and mine. The uncreated God became a creature. The infinite God became limited and bound. The eternal God became subject to time so that you might know him. The Word became flesh. Jesus Christ, true God and true man in one person. What a marvelous surprise, because man can no longer find God. God, the Creator, became man. And so the glory of God is seen in the face of Jesus Christ. He is the light of the world, the light that shines in our darkness, the light that no darkness can overcome. So do you recognize your Maker now, dear Christian? O creature, do you know your Creator? O sinner, do you see your salvation? The one who formed man from the dust comes with fingernails and with eyebrows and with kneecaps to reclaim his creation. He was born of a woman, Mary his mother, wrapped in swaddling cloths and laid in a manger for a bed. He was before Abraham, and he was even before Adam, and yet he can be found in Bethlehem as a babe. O come, let us adore him. And the one who made the forests and the mountains has come also with his arms outstretched and lifted up on a wooden cross. There is the Creator of heaven and earth, suffering and bleeding and dying for his creation. The one in whom we live and move and have our being gets wrapped in a linen cloth and laid in a tomb. But on the third day, he burst out of that tomb like a brand new creation, like the first flower of spring. O come, let us adore him. The one who made the wheat and the vine now comes in bread and wine to you. His true body and blood present on this altar, eternal life, the light of the world, it's so near to you that you can touch it and taste it. God is given into your mouth. He makes himself known to you with forgiveness, life, and salvation. Fall on your knees. Oh, hear the angels' voices. Join in their song. Holy, 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 Lord God of Sabaoth, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Oh, come, let us adore him. For God the Word, who was in the beginning, is now and forever will be incarnate in the person of Jesus Christ. Christmas brings this blessed surprise. The uncreated, eternal, infinite God coming right here among us as our light and our life. In Jesus' name, amen.
Oh.
Word made flesh, in the joyous celebration of your nativity, we have seen your glory, your goodness, and loving kindness have appeared to us. Grant us comfort and peace in the knowledge of your incarnation and a blessed new year. Lord, in your mercy. Word made flesh, in your holy gospel, we have seen your glory. Bless the preaching of the gospel from the altars and pulpits you have consecrated. Deliver your gift of faith through the preaching of your word. Bless those called to preach and those called to hear, that the light of your word may continue to illumine the darkness of our world. Abide with those who suffer persecution for confessing its truth. Lord, in your mercy.
Amen.
Word made flesh, by your sacrament of holy baptism, we have seen your glory. Make all the baptized confident in the promise given to them in the waters of baptism. Continue to expand your kingdom through this blessed door to eternal life. Lord, in your mercy.
Amen.
Word made flesh, as you have provided our daily bread, we have seen your glory. By your Spirit, visit those who suffer, the sick, the sorrowing, the hospitalized, the poor, the destitute, the homeless, the unemployed, and all who are lonely and disheartened. Remember all who have requested our intercessions, that they might not be given to despair, but seek their Heavenly Father's protection, even in times of great need. Lord, in your mercy. Word made flesh, in your crucifixion and resurrection, we have seen your glory. Give comfort to those who grieve. Grant to all people a sure and certain hope in the resurrection of all the dead and eternal life for all believers in you on the day of your return. Keep us steadfast and faithful until that day. Lord, in your mercy.
Amen.
Word made flesh, in your holy supper, we have seen your glory. From your humble entry into our world in the womb of the Blessed Virgin to your first bed in a feed trough, you set aside the honor you rightly deserve to bless us with your presence. As you now come to us humbly in, with, and under the bread and wine, bless us with a right faith that we might worthily receive your body and blood for the forgiveness of our sins. Lord, in your mercy.
Amen.
Word made flesh, we give you thanks that of your mercy and compassion you became incarnate and have redeemed us from sin and everlasting death. Enlighten our hearts by your Holy Spirit that we may ever be thankful for such grace and comfort ourselves by it in all tribulation and temptation and at last obtain eternal salvation. For with the Father and the Holy Spirit, you are one Lord, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them up to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is truly meet, right, and salutary that we should at all times and in all places give thanks to you, Holy Lord, Almighty Father, everlasting God, through Jesus Christ our Lord. For in the mystery of the Word made flesh, you have given us a new revelation of your glory, that seeing you in the person of your Son, we may know and love those things which are not seen. Therefore, with angels and archangels, and with all the company of heaven, we laud and magnify your glorious name, forever praising you and saying,
Holy, Holy, Holy Lord God of Sabaoth, heaven, earth are full. Oh,
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Our Lord Jesus Christ, on the night when he was betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to the disciples and said, "Take, eat, this is my body, which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me." In the same way also, he took the cup after supper, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, "Drink of it, all of you. This cup is the New Testament in my blood, which is shed for you for the forgiveness of sins. This do as often as you drink it, in remembrance of me." The peace of the Lord be with you always.
Thank you. Take heed the true body of Christ given unto death for you. Take drink the true blood of Christ shed for you for the forgiveness of all your sins.
The body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ strengthen and preserve you in body and soul to life everlasting. Depart in peace.
Oh.
Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. Let us pray. Lord God, Heavenly Father, we thank and praise you for sending your only Son into the world that we might become your children, and for giving us now the very body and blood born of Mary in Bethlehem to set us free from sin, death, Satan, and hell. Dear Father, by your Holy Spirit, keep us to the end with our Lord Jesus, that we might rejoice with angels in his birth, we may rejoice with angels in his glory, and behold him with you and the Spirit in the kingdom of the triune majesty, which has no end. Amen. The Lord be with you. Bless we the Lord.
The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace.
Merry Christmas.